Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 75. Tonight, clear with a low of 45. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Mount Carmel City Council met last night to discuss the recreational marijuana law, which is set to take effect in January 2020. The council voted 3-2 to opt in to recreational cannabis businesses in the city. Mayor Joe Judge explained that if a city or township votes to opt out, they would not receive any funds from marijuana sales from the state. The amount of revenue set to return to cities that opt in is estimated at around 1.75% to the city and 8% to local law enforcement. A member of the Wabash County Sheriff's Office explained that the state is behind in technology for testing purposes, and the new law requires new training at a cost of around $20,000 per year. Without the return from the state, that training would be entirely out of pocket. Commissioner Justin Dolger called for a motion to opt in, and the motion was seconded by Commissioner Eric Eichmeier. Commissioner Rod Rodriguez voted no, as did Commissioner and former Mayor Tom Meeks. Mayor Judge then cast the tie-breaking vote to opt in. The Mount Carmel City Council will now proceed to draft an ordinance based on their decision. More news next.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
Are you or your business in need of CPR and first aid training? Frontier Community College is here to take care of you. Training is scheduled with American Heart Association certified instructors to accommodate your needs, and classes are offered on-site or at our campus in Fairfield. For more information or to schedule free CPR and first aid training, call Leslie Scott, Frontier's Assistant Director of Emergency Preparedness at 842-3711.
In other news, the Fairfield Community High School Homecoming Parade will take place at 2:30 this Friday. Lineup will begin at 1:30 on North 1st Street, and the parade will end on North 4th. Entries cannot get on 1st Street, as it will be blocked off, so they should go north on 7th to Dar Street and enter from that direction. Entry numbers will be on an orange flag. Anyone wishing to enter the parade should contact Donna Reaver at 847-9402. Judging will take place at 2. Mark Turner and Tom Levine will call the parade this year on 104.9 WFIW, and people may also watch a video stream this year on WFIWradio.com. The stream will be available under the Sports Videos tab on the upper right-hand corner of the website. The broadcasts will start around 2:30, and they will be sponsored by Fairfield National Bank. Frontier Community College will offer a two-night food sanitation and safety class for anyone in need of state certification for food handling. Positions requiring the certification may include jobs in a school cafeteria, restaurant, hospital, or catering service. Food Sanitation and Safety will meet from 6 to 10 p.m. on October 28th and November 4th. The class will be held on FCC's campus in Room 24 of Mason Hall, and Carrie Dagg will be the instructor. Those needing to register can call FCC at 842-3711. The cost of the class will be paid at the time of registration, and a tuition discount is available for senior citizens. The required textbook may be purchased from the FCC bookstore located inside the Bobcat Den on 130 Market Avenue. Prosecutors in Vermilion County say a sheriff's deputy was justified when he fatally shot an inmate who attacked and stabbed him in a courthouse holding cell. Vermilion County State's Attorney Jacqueline Lacey says Deputy Kyle Janeski's actions in inmate Daryl Perkins' August shooting warrant no criminal charges. Lacey says deadly force was justified. Perkins reportedly attacked Janeski as he was being held in a first-floor county courthouse cell in Danville for a hearing in a felony case. According to the Champaign News-Gazette, Lacey says Perkins fought with Janeski and stabbed him with several different items before grabbing the deputy's taser, aiming it at him, and trying to pull the trigger. Deputy Janeski was treated for wounds to his eye, face, and neck. The Fairfield City Council will meet tonight at City Hall. The evening will begin with a public hearing for rezoning property on West Center Street. Appearing on the Community Connection, Mayor Brent McGuire says the rezoning could open up the possibility for an Airbnb.
Steve and Trish Mason have asked the city to rezone their property located at 400 West Center Street. It's currently an R2, which is residential, to a B3, which allows residential but also a business establishment. Basically, they're wanting to operate like an Airbnb.
The council is expected to approve the rezoning in regular session. Aldermen are also expected to vote on a pair of amendments to the liquor ordinance. The first would remove limits on the number of retail licenses in the city. Mayor McGuire says the second would allow Sunday hours for a Class A license.
I don't know if there is as much support, but there it seemed that there was at least some support for now that we're going to allow what we call a Class A license, which is the retail license, to be expanded beyond the two to an unlimited number, that they would also want to allow them to have sales on Sunday. So currently, our Class C license, which is a restaurant license, allows them to serve alcohol between the hours of 11 a.m. and 9 p.m. So that's what is proposed for this operating hours for a retail establishment to sell alcohol on Sundays would be from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
The council is also expected to pass a resolution declaring dangerous buildings. In other council business, aldermen will circle back to potential projects at Atkinson Forest. After several months with relatively little discussion, Mayor McGuire says approval of some work is possible.
Because there have been some different groups and people interested in doing some work there, we did get a liability waiver in place so that people that wanted to do work could start doing that. And so because of that, it really prompted the discussion to say, hey, we probably need to have further discussion about how we want to proceed when it comes to the steering committee's recommendations, other groups doing work. What could we, what could we get going now? What is the city willing to commit to in terms of either money, resources, or at least allowing the ability for groups to do some of that work as we examine exactly, how things we want things to work as they move forward.
The council is also expected to give their approval to seek requests for garbage service proposals. Mayor McGuire says the city's current contract with Republic will be up in just a few months.
We currently have a contract with Republic Services. It expires at the end of February of 2020. And we've had some other people interested, and even if we didn't, we think it would be prudent to have a request for proposals. The city spends about $250,000 a year on a contract for garbage services.
In routine business, aldermen are expected to set trick-or-treat dates for October 30th and 31st from 5 to 8 p.m. They are then expected to approve a street closing request for the Christmas parade on December 7th. The Albion City Council met last night. Mark Curtis reports.
The Albion City Council met in a regular session Monday night. The council, under Visitors on Business, welcomed members of the Albion Chamber of Commerce who requested a parade permit for a Christmas parade to be held on Saturday, December 14th at 5 p.m. The theme of this year's parade will be a country Christmas. The parade route will be the same as in years past, organized at the fairgrounds and proceed south on South 5th Street to the square, then west on West Main Street, and then north on 7th Street back to the fairgrounds. The permit was granted by the council. The council had the second reading of several ordinances in Chapter 27 and approved the second reading of that chapter. The administrative ticket ordinance was also approved by the council, which will allow ordinance violation tickets to be paid at City Hall. If the ticket is not paid, then the person or persons will be summoned to court. Under ward reports, two individuals requested tree work near the city property. However, no action was taken for Greg Nelson or Judith Sachs properties. Alderman Don Rigg asked if North 2nd Street near Maple Street could be annexed into the city, since currently no one seems to be maintaining a small portion of the roadway outside of the city limits. City Attorney Les Smith will look into the possible annexation. The council agreed to advertise for applicants for a part-time police officer and reviewed the current job descriptions for all departments, and then on a 3-3 tie vote, the mayor voted to not allow the city workers receiving their water licenses to be paid overtime while obtaining that license. Employee evaluations will also be examined at the next council meeting for all departments. Currently, only the police department does yearly evaluations. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
The Republican field for Darren Bailey's soon-to-be vacant state representative seat in the 109th District continues to grow. Adam Niemerg from Teutopolis has announced his candidacy for the seat. He joins Fairfield's Corey Musgrave, Flora's Stephen Smith, and Richland County Sheriff Andy Hires as candidates for the GOP nomination. Louisville resident John Spencer is the lone Democrat to have announced. The primary election will be on March 17th. Niemerg is a 2002 graduate of Teutopolis High School and a 2008 graduate of Eastern Illinois University. He has been employed by Country Financial for the last 11 years. He resides in rural Teutopolis with his wife and two small children. He is a member of the St. Isidore Parish and attends St. Aloysius Catholic Church. Niemerg says he is running to reduce taxes, limit government, and protect Second Amendment rights. He is also pro-life. The 109th State Representative District is made up of all or parts of nine counties in southeastern Illinois, including Clay, Edwards, Effingham, Jasper, Lawrence, Richland, Wabash, Wayne, and White counties. Current 109th Representative Darren Bailey has new competition in his run for the 55th District State Senate seat. Olney attorney and former Fairfield resident Jeff Fleming announced earlier this week that he would also seek the Republican nomination for the seat. The two are the only announced candidates for Senator Dale Ryder's position. Ryder is not seeking re-election. Several people recently graduated Fairfield Memorial Hospital's A Matter of Balance program. The hospital says older adults may experience a fear of falling, which can result in limited activities, physical weakness, and an even greater risk of falling. The program is designed to reduce that fear and increase activity levels. The next A Matter of Balance programs will be held in November and February, and anyone looking for more information or to sign up should call 847-8256. This is College Changes Everything Month, and the Illinois Student Assistance Commission is reminding families that help navigating the application and financial aid process is available. Kim Howard has more.
ISAC offers everything from local workshops to help families fill out the free application for financial student aid to Facebook Live events, says spokesperson Lynn Baker.
We want students and families to know that they can get those questions answered by experts who really understand the FAFSA and can help them through that process. And it's not just in October. We have been doing FAFSA completion and financial aid workshops in September, and we're actually going to be doing that all the way through November.
Families can also get one-on-one help through the ISAC Corps, made up of specially trained recent college grads. Get more details and find a workshop near you at ISAC.org. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
As of January 1st, Schnucks Markets will no longer sell tobacco products, including cigarettes, cigars, chewing tobacco, and snuff. There are 115 Schnucks stores in Illinois, Missouri, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Indiana. Company spokesman Paul Simon says that by doing this, they are putting health ahead of profits.
Tobacco products are certainly a profitable part of our business, but our company's mission is to nourish people's lives. And tobacco products directly contradict with that mission, and we decided that means they simply don't belong in our stores. We will not be ordering any more stock. We will sell down the product that we have. But as of January 1st, anything that's left will be removed from the shelf.
The business will offer double reward points on over-the-counter smoking cessation products in an effort to help smokers who want to quit tobacco. Schnucks will be announcing health and wellness initiatives in the coming months. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Oh, hey, honey. Just about got the Halloween decorations up. Hayride, corn maze, candy.
And roller coasters that launch you from 0 to 60 to upside down in 3.5 seconds?
Unless you decorate your front yard with amazing rides and roller coasters, you still need to get to Happy Halloween Weekends at Holiday World. Every weekend now through October 27th, with pick your price tickets as low as $29.99. Only at HolidayWorld.com.
Wait, where did you put a corn maze?
It's a rockin' Rocktober Automotive sell-off at J. Wilderman Autoplex in Mount Carmel. Your Southern Indiana, Southern Illinois Ford, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Superpower is offering giant dealer discounts and rebates on the total new vehicle inventory. Up to $14,000 off Rams, $14,000 off F-150, and $8,000 off Renegade. Over 200 pre-owned vehicles available. Over 70, 79 to 199 per month with approved credit. See all the bargains at jwildermanautoplex.com. Stop by for a friendly buying experience.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 73. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,295, down 183. The NASDAQ is at 7,888 points, down 68. November crude oil, it's at $52.39. That is down 36 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFINW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 76-year-old Jeff resident Geneva D. McCulley McGrew died at 9 o'clock p.m. on Saturday at her residence. She had been the owner and operator of Grandma's Kitchen in Flora. Geneva McGrew is survived by her husband, Earl McGrew of Jeff, son Everett McCulley of Fairfield, daughters Tambra Rudy of Noble and Virginia Hemrick of Clay City, stepdaughters Angie Stanford of Louisville and Sandra Godwin of Iuka, brother Perry Atkinson of Pocota, Indiana, sister Sheila Howell of Fairfield, six grandchildren, several great and step-great-grandchildren, and many great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Geneva McGrew will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield.
Burial will be in Victory Cemetery in Boylston. Visitation will be this evening from 5 to 7 o'clock at the funeral home. Memorial donations can be made to the Clay County Animal Rescue Shelter, Animals Requesting Friends, or the Dr. Scranton Memorial Fund. They will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is in charge of arrangements. 65-year-old Allendale resident Alan E. Goodson, Jr. died Friday afternoon at his residence. He had been a teacher at Allendale Elementary School. Alan Goodson is survived by his wife, Renee, son Scott Goodson of Centralia, and daughter Chelsea Goodson of Lafayette, Indiana. Per Alan Goodson's wishes, cremation was afforded, and a memorial service will be held at a later date. Nail's Funeral Home of Albion is assisting the family. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Farming. It's genetics. It's what you are, who you are, what you're made of. It's agronomy. Local knowledge of your land and having the tools to put the right product in the right place. It's built on service, with trust, grit, and determination. Because what it takes to make the best product is a lot like what it takes to make a farmer. Golden Harvest, rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service. Talk to your local Golden Harvest seed advisor or visit goldenharvestseeds.com.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Sunny skies and a high of 75. Clear skies tonight with a low of 45 and then mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 78. The outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, partly cloudy on Thursday. Thursday will have a high of 82 and a low of 60. Rain is likely on Friday. Friday's high will be around 75 with a low of 40. And then sunny skies and cooler on Saturday. Saturday's high will be around 60 with a low of 35.